Hello, hi, good afternoon. My name is Aaron, calling from National Opinion Service. I am Asked Unlimited and conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions. It's about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Hello?
No, there isn't.
No one works out? Okay. And let me ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or would you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
83.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Afro-American.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number. Thank you. There you go. Just shoot it out. That way we go fast. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm going to read you a list, and I want you to tell me which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections. Improving K-12 public schools educations, or inflation and the economy, or gun regulation and reform, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or climate change and environmental issues, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or immigration and border security, or crime and violence, or protecting our democracy and freedoms, or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or healthcare costs. I need two of them. Which one do you think is more important to you? Most important. You want me to read them again?
The last four that you read.
Okay, the last four would be crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds the cops accountable, and health care costs. I just need two of those. Which one do you think is the most important ones to you?
The crime and the economy.
Okay, thank you. The economy, okay. Thank you. Okay, now, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better a little.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? About race. You think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, the killing is getting worse to a certain extent.
Okay, thank you.
The violence.
Thank you. And how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Oh, not at all, personally.
Okay, thank you. Yes, that's what we want. We want your opinion. And how often will you say that you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all, personally.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer rights.
Fewer?
Yes.
Somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person organization, please say so, and we move on to the next one. I'm going to start with the first one. Donald Trump. How do you feel about Donald Trump between 0 and 100?
How do I feel about him? I don't have an opinion about him.
Okay, not a problem. 101. Thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
Well, he's a Democrat, so I'm favoring him 100%.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And listen, you caught me at a bad time. I just got out of the hospital. I'm on some medication. And,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Me up, so
oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Can you hang in there just a little bit so we can finish this? As soon as we can, just give me a few more minutes and we finish this, please. Just hang in there for me, okay? I appreciate it. Your opinion is really important for the success of this research. That's what we're doing, okay? Just hang in there.
This is a little bit too much for me right now. I'm on medication and I just got home. And so this is it for me.
Can I call you back later or are you going to be sleeping? Wow.
The number you are calling is not accepting your call.
What the hell are you talking about?